Chapter 39. Molly and Sonny went in through the back door, after Sonny had retrieved her lock-picking pouch from the glove compartment of her car.
"Can you get something like that at Best Buy?" Molly said.
"It was a gift," Sonny said. "Friend of mine named Ghost Garrity."
"Thief?"
"He prefers performance artist," Sonny said. Molly watched with admiration as Sonny worked her magic with a wrench and pick on the deadbolt. Short end of the wrench into the bottom of the keyhole, pick into the top part of the lock. It took her less than 5 minutes. Molly knew because before Sonny had started, she said,
"Time me." "When I get home, I'm changing all the locks at my house," Molly said.
Molly wasn't sure what to expect once they were inside. Just knowing the kind of general slob Beau Marino had been as a teenage boy. Slob in his thinking, worse slob in his behavior. At the time, he'd made his father look like a prince of the city in comparison. But the place was surprisingly neat. It was a small house, consisting of a living room, 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, a dining area with a table. The first thing they looked for was a laptop, but couldn't find one. A pair of Timberland boots, caked with dirt, rested near the back door. There were a couple pairs of faded carpenter jeans and short and long-sleeved shirts hanging in the closet of the bedroom. There was one piece of luggage that they could find, the kind of small one on wheels you could fit into the overhead compartment. There was milk and bread in the refrigerator. The milk passed its sell-by date, the bread starting to mold. There were 2 bottles, unopened, of Mountain Dew. They went through all the kitchen cabinets and could find no liquor of any kind. Like Jesse's condo, Molly thought. There was a pack of condoms in the top drawer of the bedside table. Not a single book or magazine anywhere. The living room was dominated by a mounted Samsung television that Molly guessed was a 50-incher, maybe bigger than that. All of his toiletries seemed to be in place on the counter in the bathroom. Razor, shaving cream, a small jar of Old Spice pomade, deodorant, Tylenol and Zantac in the cabinet above the sink, shampoo in the shower.
"This looked to you like the home of someone who packed for a vacation?" Molly said.
There were wall air conditioners for the living room and bedroom, both turned off. The temperature outside was in the low 80s. The heat seemed more oppressive inside, the air thick and hot and heavy and stale. Molly walked over and threw the switch on the living room air conditioner, and it groaned to life. "We won't be here long enough for me to stop feeling as if I'm standing in a pool of my own sweat," Sonny said.
"We're assuming he owns a car, right?" Molly said.
"Hard to believe he was the type to be Ubering back and forth to work," Sonny said. "Unless he lost his license somewhere along the way."
"Easy enough to check," Molly said.
"Just because there's a suitcase in the bedroom doesn't mean it's his only one," Sonny said. "And he could have shopped for the basic bathroom stuff when he got to his destination."
"Paradise?"
She looked at Sonny, who shrugged.
Molly said, "He's been gone over a week. Maybe he's on his way back."
"Or still there."
"Or on the run," Molly said.
Molly went into the kitchen and went through a couple drawers before finding a plastic sandwich bag. She took it to the bathroom and put Beau Marino's toothbrush inside.
"You can never have enough DNA, that's my motto," Molly said.
"You think he's the one?" Sonny said.
"Put it this way," Molly said. "I don't think he's not."
They went through the house a second time. Molly pointed out that there wasn't just an absence of reading material of any kind. There wasn't a single photograph anywhere.
"Airbnbs are more personal than this," Molly said.
While Molly kept opening drawers, Sonny pulled out her phone and tried to find any sort of presence for Beau on social media. Molly had already looked for any trace of Beau Marino in the system from the time he'd left Paradise, but had found none. The only time he had been arrested was because of what he and Troy Drake and Kevin Feeney did to Candace Pennington.
"This could be a wild goose chase," Sonny said. "So far, all we've got to go on is the other loser that Jesse hauled in."
"Troy Drake," Molly said.
Just because he had the fixings for a bomb doesn't mean he or Marino is the one, Sonny said. Call it a gut feeling that one of them is involved, Molly said. Even though there are a lot of other people probably holding grudges against Jesse and Sue and me. But now Bo Marino is missing, even if he's technically not a missing person. He's not anything, Molly said. He's not even a suspect. Maybe I am trying to talk myself into something. Maybe my gut is wrong this time. That happened much before? Molly grinned. Rarely. That's my girl, Sonny said. They left the house through the back door. Molly asked if Sonny could lock a deadbolt from the outside. Watch me, Sonny said. Then they walked back to the car. Molly took one last look at Bo Marino's house. But what if it is him, she said. Then he's still out there, Sonny said. I had a feeling you were going to say that, Molly said.